Sri Shyam Sundar Dhyan. Now we will speak a description of the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. While listening to this description, one should be deeply meditating in his heart of hearts on the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, or Krishna. Of course, it is not easy to hold the complete transcendental form of Sri Krishna in the mind, but by constant practice, one will be able to see Krishna within his mind whenever he chants Hare Krishna. Seeing Shyam within the mind will fill one with peace and remove all forms of anxieties and problems. Srila Prabhupada said, when a person fixes his mind on the eternal, exquisite form of Shyam Sundar, the blackish, beautiful Lord Krishna, all distress and anguish are vanquished. In the initial stages, the attempt to fix the mind on Krishna may be unsuccessful, but with regulated practice, abhyas yoga, it becomes possible. Renunciation through wisdom, 5.1. Shyam Sundar shines like a brilliant dark blue sapphire. His complexion, his divine radiance, is as deep black as lamp black, as dark as a mountain of monsoon clouds, and as delicate as a blue lotus flower. A luminous peacock feather adorns Krishna's curly black hair. His hair is thick and glossy. On Krishna's head rest ornaments of parijat flower blossoms, attended to by eager swarms of bees, and fresh flowers are hung over his ears. In the middle of Govinda's forehead, which is surrounded by stray locks of hair, a bright yellow vertical tilak is shining between a pair of long creeper-like eyebrows. Giridhari's face shines like the radiant full moon of the autumn season. And Shyam's eyes are wide and moist like the petals of a lotus. Radharaman's mirror-like cheeks glitter with the rays of his jeweled Makara Kundala shark-shaped earrings. Krishna's beautiful nose points gracefully upward, and his tender smile, resembling a moonshine, a jasmine flower or mandara flower, illuminates his all-attractive form. Around Hari's conch like neck hangs a string of coral flowers and young leaves, and from his shoulders to his feet extends a garland of Kalpavriksha flowers, Vajayanti Mala, swarming with intoxicated bees. On Krishna's broad chest rests a sparkling string of pearls resembling a constellation of stars, and the shining Kaustubha money jewel, which looks like the sun in the sky, and Krishna's distinguishing mark, the Srivats. Brajakishore's shoulders are high. His well-formed, thick, supple arms, reach to his knees, and his stomach is slightly indented and raised, with a handsome, deep navel in its center. Extending upward from Krishna's navel is a delicate line of black hair. Shyam Rai is decorated with armlets, bracelets, necklaces, anklets, belts, and a golden belt studded with jewels. Various designs are painted on different parts of Krishna's body. A yellow cloth encircles Madhava's waist. Shyam has beautiful thighs and knees, charming ankles and feet, more lustrous than polished turtle shells. Govinda's toenails shine like ruby mirrors, and his toes appeared like jeweled leaves. On Hari's pink lotus hands and feet are the pleasing signs of the fish, elephant, goad, chakra, conch, flag, lotus, thunderbolt, and barleycorn. Krishna's body, comprising the topmost elements of beauty, conquers the attraction of Cupid, the god of love. Sri Krishna is an ocean of unlimited bliss, and his flute, made perfect by association with his lotus face, from that flute arise transcendental ragas, as Shyam deftly and effortlessly moves his fingers over the holes. Hearing those ragas, all living entities become attracted and stunned, their hearts melted.